Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Radio Munson. We're trying to drum up a little interest here this evening in a couple of hours of vintage jazz. Pull up a chair. Drummer Chick Webb and his band recorded that song in 1938. It's called Liza. All the clouds will roll away. The Gershwins wrote that song, and Benny Carter did the arrangement for Chick Webb, kicking off another Radio Munson. Here on GLT, I'm glad you're along this evening. It's a nice evening here in central Illinois. We had a little pop-up shower through the middle part of the day today. Some of the folks a little north of Bloomington Normal, Illinois, got some fairly heavy rain just not all that long ago. But for the most part, things are going to, all the clouds are going to roll away. Maybe a shower yet tonight, about a 50-50 chance of it, although I don't see anything on the horizon right now, with an overnight low about 70 or so. And then a slight chance of a morning shower tomorrow, but then sunny later on as all those clouds roll away. Tomorrow's high about 85, clear and 62 tomorrow night, and sunny about 80 degrees on Saturday. Things shaping up very nicely indeed. So why don't you just pull up a chair here and join us for the next couple of hours. Clark Terry's going to play some trumpet. Mark Whitfield's going to play some guitar. And Cleo Lane's going to sing an Ellington song.
I don't go out walking. I ain't fond of talking. My baby's gonna leave me just a sitting and rocking. If I had been scheming instead of just dreaming, he never would let me just a sitting and a rocking all day, sitting sad. Ooh, he don't hurry and come back. I'm staying where he left me.
Cleo Lane, 25 years ago, You know, 25 years ago was 1991. Sounds more recent than 25 years ago. She recorded a great jazz album that was arranged and conducted by her husband, John Dankworth, who was playing some soprano saxophone there with the jazz mates, including Clark Terry on trumpet and Mark Whitfield on guitar. And I heard Jerry Mulligan's baritone sax in there as well. The piano player was Bloomington Normal's John Campbell. Yeah. That was a song that Ellington had written, just sitting and a rockin', just a sitting and a rockin'. And the lyrics were later added by Lee Gaines, who was a songwriter and also a great bass singer. He was the guy who was actually the lead singer of the Delta Rhythm Boys, a quartet with a fifth member of the group who usually played piano. And Lee Gaines not only sang bass, but he was the lead singer. Very unusual arrangement. Here they are, the Delta Rhythm Boys and Lee Gaines in 1945. I think we're going to get a chance to see the paper moon tonight here. The clouds are dissipating, even as we speak here on Radio Munson. I'm Don. My email address is don@wglt.org, and you can reach me any old time. I'm glad you're aboard this evening. Thank you. recognize that song, right? It's All of Me. Red Norvo playing Vibes with Bucky Pizzarelli's guitar. And who was the pianist on that? It was Russ Kassoff and Jerry Bruno on bass here on Radio Munson. That's David Newton with a little piano introduction. Jeff Hamilton on drums. This is a song that George and Ira wrote, The Gershwins, sung by Stacy Kent.
They all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? They all laughed at Rockefeller Center. Now they're fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me wanting you. Said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh now? Together, darling, let's take a bow. For ho, 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 who's got the last laugh? Hee, 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 let's hit the fast laugh. Ha, 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 who's got the last laugh now?
That's David Newton's piano with Stacy Kent here on Radio Munson. Something from Glenn Miller's band from 1939 coming up.
Support for GLT comes from the Downtown Bloomington Association Farmers Market, bringing farm fresh, local produce and meats to the historic downtown square every Saturday morning from 7:30 to noon. The market also features flowers, plants, prepared foods, local art, and live music. Information at downtownbloomington.org. This is GLT.
And now we're off with the Little Brown Jug.
Thank you.
The Glenn Miller Band, 1939. They were spending the summer at the Glen Island Casino, broadcasting over the NBC radio network. One of the NBC radio networks. They had two of them, the Red Network and the Blue Network. One of them, it was the Blue Network that became ABC, I think, the American Broadcasting Company, a little bit later on. That was Tex Beneke's tenor saxophone, and the trumpeter was Mickey McMichael. I kid you not, that was his name, and the boss got the trombone solo, Glenn Miller, here on Radio Munson. We're going to go a little north of Long Island Sound, where the Glen Island Casino was located, up to Newport, Rhode Island, a little later on for the Ellington Band, and an historic event that happened 60 years ago tonight. The guy who started the Newport Jazz Festival was a singer, a jazz pianist named George Ween, and he was a pretty good entertainer himself. Here's George Ween.
Happiness comes with success. That, I guess, is true. But success is more or less a point of view. I'm no millionaire, but I'm not the type to care. I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse. I've got a pocket full of dreams. I wouldn't take the wealth on Wall Street for a road where nature trots. I calculate I'm worth my weight in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury. I've got a pocket full of dreams. Type to care. I've got a pocket full of dreams. It's my universe, even with an empty purse. I've got a pocket full of dreams. I would take the wealth of Wall Street for a road where nature trots. I calculate I'm worth my weight in golden rods. Lucky, lucky me, I can live in luxury. I know that life ain't what it seems. I've got a pocket full of dreams.
The That's George Wayne playing piano and doing the vocal. I haven't played that song for a long time by anybody. Warren Bechet playing the trumpet there, and Howard Alden on guitar on Radio Munson. In the midst of that pocket full of dreams of George Wayne's was starting a great jazz festival, and he sure did, at Newport, Rhode Island. And we're going to go there. We're going to do a little time travel. It'll be 60 years ago to the day, 7th of July, 1956, for Ellington's band, coming up here a little bit later on. Here's Ella Fitzgerald with Marty Paich and his West Coast Dectet.
Moon was all aglow, and heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, the stars all seemed to know that you didn't mean all those sighs. The night that you told me those little white lies, I try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. The devil was in your heart, but heaven was in your eyes. The night that you told me those little white lies, I try, but there's no forgetting when evening appears. I sigh, but there's no regretting in spite of my tears. Who wouldn't believe those lips? Who ever could doubt those eyes? That you told me those little white lies. Those little white, tiny white, little white lies.
Ella Fitzgerald, none better. Here on Radio Munson. I was reading a thing by Mark Myers, who's a talented music writer, jazz writer, has a regular columns in the Wall Street Journal. And Mark admitted that it just occurred to him that 50 years ago, this early July, parents were only too happy to listen to their kids' favorite pop radio station when they were in the car. Frank Sinatra's Strangers in the Night had reached number one on Billboard's Hot 100 chart, and getting a lot of airplay, go on to win 4 Grammy Awards the following year. But to get to number one, this is the pop chart, not the easy listening chart. It was number one. It had to jump over hits by the Beatles, Rolling Stones, Dusty Springfield, among others, on the pop chart at the time. And it was such a success that Sinatra's team decided to record an album to sort of build around the hit single. And the album became a chart topper as well. It became number one. It was called Strangers in the Night, and I included that hit single, but it included a bunch of other stuff, and it turned out to be the most commercially successful single that or album that Sinatra ever recorded. The music for the song Strangers in the Night is credited to Burt Kempfert, who featured it in he was doing the music for a movie called A Man Could Get Killed, and eventually, it got labeled Strangers in the Night when they decided to add lyrics to it. They played it for Sinatra. He liked it. And they rushed into the studio to record it. And they renamed it to Strangers in the Night at that point. And 50 years ago, this was the top song in the land.
Strangers in the night, exchanging glances, wandering in the night. What were the chances we'd be sharing love before the night was through? Something in your eyes was so inviting. Something in your smile was so exciting. Something in my heart told me I must have you. Strangers in the night, two lonely people, we were strangers in the night. Up to the moment when we said our first hello, little did we know, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. And ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night, love was just a glance away, a warm embracing dance away. Ever since that night, we've been together, lovers at first sight. In love forever, it turned out so right. For strangers in the night. Doo-dee-doo-bee-doo.
50 years ago, 1966, Sinatra, jackpot with that song. He ad-libbed the doobie-doobie-doos. He said it was a tribute to Ella Fitzgerald. As I said, they recorded the thing in a hurry. And the reason they did that is they'd learned that Jack Jones had already recorded the same song. But he had not distributed, his company hadn't distributed it to radio stations yet. So they were bound to determine they were going to beat Jack Jones to the punch, and they did. They got it all done. Nelson Riddle was brought in to do the arrangements for the remainder of the album. And central to Nelson Riddle's vision for the thing was Artie Kane playing a Hammond organ. And Artie said, I wasn't a jazz organist. I almost canceled out. He's 87 now, Artie Kane. And he said, but the idea of playing for Sinatra was exciting. And he said it appeared that I was going to be featured once I got there. He said, so I put on dark glasses, I took a Valium, and sat down and went to work. He said it wore off, and he was doing just fine a little bit later on. But the album became one of the, I think, one of the best Sinatra albums. He was reworking some of his old songs, including this one, with Artie Kane featured on organ.
Or nothing at all. Half a love never appealed to me. If your heart never could yield to me, then I'd rather have nothing at all. I said all. Nothing at all. If it's love, there ain't no in between. Why begin and cry for something that might have been? No, I'd rather have nothing at all. To my cheek, don't you smile, or I'll be lost beyond recall. The kiss.
kiss in your eyes, the touch of your hand makes me weak. In my heart, it may grow very dizzy and fall. And if I fell under the spell of your call, I would be caught in the undertow. Well, you see, I've got to say no, 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 all, or nothing at all.
Support for GLT comes from State Farm Bank, with special mortgage consultation services and rates designed to help you move from renting to owning your home. Additional information at 1-855-891-HOME. This is GLT.
To be part of the team, you need the right uniform. Get geared up at the GLT shop. For women, find t-shirts, a cardigan, and fleeces. Men can choose from jackets, polos, and t-shirts. You'll also find vests, caps, and hoodies, and clothes for kids. Every purchase gets our uniform on you, lets others know you're part of the team, and it benefits this public radio station. Score some points with your public radio friends. Start shopping at WGLT.org/shop.
Thank you.
We're jumping with Sid, Symphony Sid here on Radio Munson. Symphony Sid was a New York jazz disc jockey. His name was Sidney Torin, and I mean, he was really popular, and he was a hipster, jive-talking guy. And Dave Pell's quartet of saxophones there, paying homage to Symphony Sid. Jumpin' with Symphony Sid, Lester Young, great tenor saxophonist, wrote that. About the time that Symphony Sid was playing a lot of Prez's records. There's another disc jockey on the West Coast, mostly in Los Angeles. A guy by the name of Al Jarvis. I mean, he was there for a long time. He had a song written about him also. I think Nat Cole had a hand in writing it. I know he was on the recording that Lionel Hampton did. Lionel playing, this was 1940, Hamp playing his vibes and handling most of the vocal work. But they had a little trio going of Hamp and Nat Cole and Oscar Moore, who played the bass for the Nat Cole trio. And a thing called Jivin' with Jarvis. Lionel Hampton, oh yeah, and Nat King Cole with a little trio. I mentioned Oscar Moore, probably part of that little vocal trio there. Oscar Moore played guitar. I said bass, but he played guitar with Nat Cole and his trio at the time. It's Radio Munson here on GLT. Scuffling our way through another Thursday evening. That's Toots Tielemans playing his harmonica with an all-Belgian band. And Liz Wright's vocal on a Harold Arlen, Johnny Mercer collaboration.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you, come rain or come shine. High as a mountain, deep as a river, come rain or come shine. Guess when you met me, it was just one of those things. but don't ever bet me, 'cause I'm gonna be true if you let me. You're gonna love me like nobody's loved me, come rain or come shine. Happy together, unhappy together, and won't it be fine? Days may be cloudy or sunny, we're in or we're out of the money, but I'm with you always, I'm with you rain or shine.
That's Liz Wright, aided and abetted by harmonicist. Harmonicist? Harmonica player. Toots Thielemans. Recorded in Belgium and all in Brussels. All the musicians, I think, were Belgian. Here on Radio Munson, we don't play them if they don't swing, you know. Here's a band that always swung, Artie Shaw's band. But they kicked it up a notch or two when Artie hired Buddy Rich to be his drummer in 1939. They were playing the Café Rouge of the Hotel Pennsylvania. And John Best was playing trumpet, Tony Pastor and Georgie All were playing saxophones, and Artie Shaw was playing his clarinet, and a thing called Everything's Jumpin'.